It is said that when it comes to the voting public, it's the older demographics who are most likely to turn out on Election Day. That belief, combined with the low voter turnout in recent elections by younger people, is why politicians more frequently focus on the issues of interest to people like the baby boomers and seniors. Today, the question has become whether that page is turning. The older voters are obviously more and more passing away. And as we've seen with the massive crowds at events for Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, the younger voters seem to be more engaged, at least in recent years. My next guest has launched an organization designed to unify the youth voter voice into a connection aimed at politicians. It's called the Association of Young Americans. Here to talk about the goals of this group is its founder, Ben Brown. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
The website is joinaya.com. Again, it's joinaya.com. And I want to lay some stats on the listener as well as for you, Ben. If you look at New Jersey, where we are, the turnout for the 18-29-year-olds in 2012, it was a presidential election, 46.1% versus 65.7% for those over the age of 30. You go to the off-year election, 2014, 14.7% 18-29-year-olds. 2014, 30-plus in New Jersey, 42.1%. You take those numbers out further. If you look at voting rates over time for the voting age population, nationwide, 1964 to 2012, the older the demographic, the more likely to turn out. Just to give you some rough numbers, you look at the 65 and over, they're in the close to 70 percentile range. The 25 to 44 is hanging in around about the 55% range, and the 18-24-year-olds pretty much in the 40% range. I'll give you the bell curve on that one. So, Ben, as I said in the introduction, if the youth vote doesn't turn out and there isn't a cohesive voice, the priority of how that voice is considered, as fractured or as unified as it may be, is going to be on the light side by the politicians. So with your organization, do you look at those stats and say that it's time for that stronger unity of that voice to have the focus on the issue for the millennials?
Absolutely. And the Association of Young Americans is essentially a lobbying organization for young people. So we're not actually focused on registering young people to vote. We think of ourselves more as an enforcer for those we do elect. So once we do elect candidates on November 9th, how do we keep them accountable and how do we keep them focused on creating the future that we want and not the future that corporate interests and corporate lobbyists want? And you're absolutely right. It's true. I think the national turnout for the 2014 midterm elections among people between 18 and 34 was about 23%, which is, you know, abysmal. And of course, in order to get representatives that you want elected, you have to go out and vote. But AYA thinks of it almost in the total opposite direction. The reason that young people don't vote is the reasons young people don't vote, that list is quite long, but not necessarily very complicated. Young people look at politics and don't really see any upside. Politics has not done anything for young people in quite a long time, and so they turn away from it. And we think that if we get young people engaged kind of in everyday politics, not just every 4 years in elections, then they'll be engaged, and then young people will start to turn out and vote. Once they feel they have ownership, then they'll keep that ownership and stay engaged.
Yeah, for the young person listening, just think of it this way. Let's go with the 18% figure that show up to vote. Imagine if you showed up at your job 18% of the time. You wouldn't be taken very seriously on that job, would you?
Exactly. That's right.
And they actually did a study, too, Ben. In 2012, 18 to 29-year-olds who had said that they were contacted by a campaign at any level, state, local, national, or whatever the case may be, those millennials were 1.4 times more likely to vote than peers who were not contacted by a campaign. And that was from 18 to 29-year-olds. When you look, you go up 2 years in the off-year election, you mentioned the low turnout numbers. They're actually among millennials, 12.4 million young people who had registered to vote, but then they did not show up on election day. So again, you know, if you want the empowerment, an effort is required.
That's exactly right. And, you know, a lot of the criticism that young people get is, you know, we're very passive and you know, we are just looking at our phones all the time. And there's a little bit of truth in that, not that much. Young people care very deeply about this country and about these big issues. But in looking at politics, there doesn't seem to be a solution there. So there, at the same time, young people turn away and engage in other things. But Association of Young Americans is trying to keep young people engaged and excited about politics every day. Politics is not just about elections every few years. It happens every day, and that is when young people in force need to make their voices heard.
Starting with the founder of the Association of Young Americans, Ben Brown. Join AYA.com is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, people are hearing this organization, the concept and the structure of it. They're thinking it's a millennial version of AARP, which AARP has gotten the stigma or the branding of being a organization that leans maybe more to the left. Does the Association of Young Americans have any partisanship, or are you looking and saying, okay, which party is in charge? That's the party we have to talk to then.
The Association of Young Americans is absolutely nonpartisan. We look at issues that affect young people across the board. Young people are aligned on lots of issues, whether they be Republican or Democratic or independent. Things like the cost of higher education and student debt, for example. And in looking at solutions to those problems, you know, we think that talking to anyone is there's opportunity in talking to anyone. And a lot of the problem, I think, within Washington is this hyper-politicization amongst Democrats and Republicans. And at the end of the day, what's really interesting about millennials is actually many of them don't even define themselves as Republicans or Democrats. What they prioritize most is transparency.
And as far as party affiliation, New Jersey might be the perfect example of that. The vast majority are unaffiliated voters. They're not concerned about party. They're concerned about the content of the conversation and the actions taken by those, whichever party happens to be in charge, with having a vested interest in their future, which again brings about the question, Ben, for the 80 million Americans between 18 and 35 who are looking at the way things have been mismanaged by the current generation, where the unfunded mandates along with the budgetary debt is leaving this astronomical financial and economic hole. What excuse could a millennial have for not to be involved, quite frankly?
Right. You know, I think that the excuse, of course, for young people not to be involved is that politics hasn't offered any solutions for them and hasn't benefited them. At the same time, of course, the other side of that coin is, well, if millennials were engaged and voted and contacted their representatives, maybe things would be a little bit different. But I don't think we can blame young people for not being involved. I think we can blame young people for not trying to organize, but that tide is absolutely turning. There's a whole new family of organizations working really hard to get young people engaged in every part of the political process. In the last maybe 10 years, the secret has really come out that politics is beyond the voting booth, and so much of what happens and what defines politics happens either before the vote or after the vote, whether it's selecting candidates through campaign finance or lobbying. And this is where millennials are just starting to organize and to get engaged in those different pieces of the political process. And the Association of Young Americans is very focused on getting young people engaged in the lobbying piece. And after we elect our representatives, how do we keep them focused on creating the future we want? And that's where lobbying really fits the bill.
And maybe as an offshoot of all this, with the becoming more proactive voice, that some of the millennials will begin using New Jersey as a barometer. It's quite easy to get on the ballot, and some, depending on the seat or the position you're running for, you can get on a ballot with as few as 25 signatures on a petition to become more proactive and become part of the political machine to enact the turn the page for the next generation. Just about a minute left here, Ben. As far as you're in your infancy, literally, with the Association of Young Americans, just about 2 months since its official formation. What's been the reaction, and what do you see as the next step you need to take to bring about greater proactive voice among the millennials?
Yeah, reaction has been absolutely wonderful. I think people, when they hear about, you know, when they hear about lobbying on behalf of young people, on behalf of people who haven't historically had lobbying representation, they know and understand the power in that, and they're very excited. My job, you know, in the next several months is to really get the word out and get people excited about what happens after November 8th, what happens after the election, and how do we keep those people that we elect, whether it be local, state, or federal, focused on doing what we want.
I believe the old saying is there is strength in numbers, and when those numbers can be when those numbers can be corralled into one location and one force, that's when you become the empowerers and the empowerment versus the power sitting on the other side, which technically, if you want to get down to, I made the job analogy before, you as the voter is the employer, the person in that political position is the employee, and we know how the dictating and the direction flow is supposed to be going. And with the work of the Association of Young Americans, it is giving a voice to the millennials and hopefully encouragement for greater proactive stance in the political process as well. Learn more about their ideas, become part of the voice at joinaya.com. And we've been joined this morning by the founder of the Association of Young Americans, Ben Brown. Ben, best of luck, continued success with what you've started. I got a feeling you got a lot of success still to discover, unearth, organize, and create. And thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me.